or the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stay attached to the Madani environment of Dawati Islami. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will attain success in both worlds. In order to persuade you, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas al-Tawr Qadri Razwi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, presents a very beautiful, faith-refreshing, Madani marvel. Let us listen carefully and be encouraged by this, inshallah ta'ala. An Islamic brother, aged about 27, from Malir, Bab al-Madina, Karachi, had said, "I was fond of reciting Naat Sharif in my childhood, and sometimes I would fulfill even song requests and sing songs at family functions. As my voice was very good, I would receive great praise for that, which would inflate my ego. When I got a little older, I became ambitious to learn strumming the guitar, and I even enrolled myself in an academy to learn how to sing. After learning, I took part in many singing competitions for many years, and I even sang on various television channels. As time went on, I gained more and more fame. Then, I got the opportunity to perform at a huge show in Dubai. From there, I travelled to India, where I took part in various singing competitions for approximately 6 months. I sang at large functions and in films, and gained name as well as a lot of wealth. Then I went on a tour of different countries with a team of singers, including Canada, Toronto and Vancouver, 10 states of America, including Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, etc., and England, London. When I returned to my homeland for a short period of time, my family members and the people of my neighborhood applauded me. Even though my nafs, my lower self, gained great pleasure from that, the core of my heart was not at peace, and I felt that something was missing. My heart was seeking spirituality. I started going to the masjid to offer salah, and I gained the honor of taking part in the dars of Faizan-e-Sunnat that took place there after Salatul Isha. The dars impressed me, so I began to sit in it from time to time. However, the vision of going abroad to sing, to earn wealth and gain fame was repeatedly overwhelming my heart and mind. As soon as the Islamic brothers would start individual efforts on me, after the dars, I would make some excuses and get away. One night, I went to sleep and I saw a preacher of Dawud-Islami who was standing at a high place calling me towards him. It was as if he was encouraging me to get out of the swamp of sins that I was sunk in. When I awoke in the morning, I reflected and contemplated for a short while on the way that I was living my life. But I stayed in that sinful state. After some time, I saw another dream which left me totally shaken. What did I see? I saw that I had died and my body was being given ghusl, the ritual bath. Then I found myself in barzakh. At that point, the feelings of hopelessness that I was experiencing were like no feelings ever before. I said to myself, "You wanted to be really famous? Now look at your state." In the morning, when my eyes opened, I was sweating profusely and my entire body was shaking. It felt as if I had been sent back into the world with another chance. Now the mission of singing and fame had completely vanished from my mind. I repented sincerely for my sins and I vowed that I would never sing songs again. When my family members found out about that, they reacted and they opposed my decision very strongly. But by virtue of the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I had established a Madani mindset. Therefore, I remained firm on my decision. I was then blessed with seeing the same preacher of Dawood Islami in my dream who I had seen previously. He encouraged me. I gained steadfastness in Dawood Islami in accordance with the following verse of the glorious Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who strove in our way, we shall surely show them our paths, and indeed Allah is with the virtuous. I began offering salah regularly, adorned my face with the blessed beard, and adorned my head with the green imamah sharif, the green turban. Before, I used to read song lyrics, but now it became a part of my routines to read the books and booklets published by Maktabatul Madina. One night, when I fell asleep reading a book, my fortune awoke and I was blessed to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in my dream, for which I cannot pay enough gratitude to my Rabb Azza wa Jal. My heart gained great support from that. Then, when the blessed grave of Mufti Dawood Islami, Allama Al-Hafiz Al-Mufti Muhammad Farooq At-Tari, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, was uncovered due to heavy rains, I was overjoyed upon seeing that his body was still safe and sound. His shroud was intact, and upon seeing the sight of his green turban and his hair, I was delighted to see the grace and favor of Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After continuing with Madani work, the singer of the past, Junaid Sheikh, is today a preacher and a Nadha of Dawood Islami by virtue of the Madani environment of Dawood Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at the time of this writing, fortunately, I used to deliver dars from Fizani Sunnat to call Sada'i Medina, that is waking Muslims up for Fajr Salah, and to partake in the regional tour to call towards righteousness as the Nigran of Fizani Mushawarat of Dawood Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant me steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawood Islami until my last breath. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another point our Bapa Jan has mentioned, that a few days after having had this Madani marvel written down, the world's famous former singer Junaid Sheikh told our Bapa Jan that, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, recently I was blessed once more with dreaming of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and was hinted towards learning the 99 Asma'ul Husna of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have now memorized them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The excellence of learning the 99 Asma'ul Husna has been mentioned in a blessed hadith. But it is a high fortune that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself came into the dream of his beloved and specifically encouraged him to do that. Listen to the virtue of the 99 Asma'ul Husna and rejoice. The Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, Allah has 99 names. Whoever memorized them will enter into Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, grant us understanding of deen and grant us the enthusiasm to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make preparations for our grave and our hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.